From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. American boxing legend Muhammad Ali has died after battling Parkinson's disease for more than three decades. The former world heavyweight boxing champion was fighting respiratory issues as well at the time of his death. Ali was known for his bold language and self-promotion while he was actively boxing. He spoke with reporters before fighting world heavyweight champion Joe Frazier in 1971.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a-poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
Known for his poetry, Ali, both beloved and controversial, so dominated professional boxing that Sports Illustrated magazine named him Sportsman of the 20th Century. Muhammad Ali dead at age 74. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of humanitarian aid in Syria. French UN Ambassador François de Lattre told reporters after the briefing that the UN will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops. Britain's UN Ambassador Matthew Ryecroft says the equation is simple: lift the sieges. Syria's UN Ambassador Bashar Jafri dismissed claims by some council members that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Somalia's capital, a rare instance of a foreign head of state visiting that country, went there despite al-Shabaab's attack in midweek on a hotel in Mogadishu that left 24 dead. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both Israel and the Palestinians need to take immediate steps to demonstrate their interest in a lasting peace. Ministers, including Mr. Kerry, from more than 20 countries that gathered in Paris, welcomed France's offer to coordinate and work on the prospect of convening an international conference by the end of the year. David Keyes is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman.
Peace is not going to come through imposition. It's not going to come through a massive global conference with dozens of foreign ministers coming throughout the world. It's going to come when the Palestinian president agrees to actually sit down across the table from the Israeli Prime Minister, and every issue is going to be on the table.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians attended the Paris meeting. A new report finds the situation in eastern Ukraine remains volatile. 2 years after war broke out between Russian-backed armed separatists and the government, Lisa Schlein reports now from the office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, which issued the report in Geneva.
The latest UN figures show nearly 9,400 people have been killed and more than 21,500 others wounded since the conflict began in mid-April 2014. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA there is a worrying increase in heavy weaponry near the contact line.
There have been strongly credible reports of servicemen from across the border from Russia coming into and out of Ukrainian territory. And the same goes for heavy weaponry as well. There have been very credible reports.
The report accuses the armed rulers of eastern Ukraine of widespread human rights violations and abuses. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 refugee athletes from Africa and the Middle East will compete as a team in the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Olympic officials say they are hopeful the refugee team will represent displaced people throughout the world. Athletes from the refugee team will march in the ceremonial parade of competitors from more than 200 countries when the games open on August the 5th. International football governing body says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises as well as bonuses worth $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence of the Swiss investigation into allegations of corruption among top FIFA officials as well as others.
That's the latest world news from VOA.